joined by the marvellous Sid Lowe to talk about Ronald Araujo, Liverpool's new loanee signing. I want to start with the end, Sid, to be honest, because there's a lot of online noise from Barcelona supporters, and you've got to be careful with that sort of thing. For instance, I wouldn't want any English fan base to be entirely defined by the noisiest online supporters, yeah, let alone Liverpool. So I want to be careful not to sort of hugely generalise. But from a player who looked like he had sort of 3 or 4 years ago an enormous amount of promise and a lot of affection at club level, it feels as though something's gone wrong somewhere. What is that something with Araujo that's led to the feelings of mild resentment that I don't entirely understand?
Yeah, I'm glad in a way that you framed it through not wanting to take the online response too seriously and not wanting it to be seen as the voice of an entire fan base. But obviously, it's reflective of part of it. And I do think that the starting point really is to kind of ask yourself, particularly from a Liverpool fan point of view, to ask yourself, why is it that this loan deal from an ostensibly very good player is kind of being celebrated in Barcelona? Now, for me, at least, that's baffling. And it's baffling. Well, it's not baffling, but we'll come on to the many reasons why it can be explained. But for me, it's partly baffling. And it's baffling because, as much as anything else, you've allowed a really potentially very good player whose market value, you know, if you've been going into the summer market last year looking for someone to buy him, as indeed they were, you'd be looking at 50, 60, maybe even more millions of euros. You'd be talking about a huge amount of money, and you've just allowed him to go for free. You've had him to go for free for a year with a purchase option, which isn't obligatory. So the idea that you were celebrating this deal, on the face of it, I think is slightly strange. Now, I think that can be contextualized and I think it can be explained. And obviously, the fundamental thing to explain it is to say that this, because Liverpool are taking on all of Araujo's salary, that allows Barcelona some margin, some salary margin to be able to sign other players. Now, obviously, we don't need to go over this entirely, but I'm sure all of your listeners know that over the last 3 or 4 years, Barcelona have had to jump through all sorts of hoops to get players signed. And so this is really quite useful for them from that point of view. And then there is the other part of it, which is where you came in, which is that idea of slight resentment towards Araujo.